This encore program for Fire on the Earth was chosen based on the request from many listeners.
Fire on the Earth. Our Holy Father has said the Church is missionary by her very nature. The Church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the Church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. I'm going to continue today to speak about the rules of discernment of spirits, the teaching of St. Ignatius Loyola. As I said each day over the last week, if you haven't had a chance to hear the programs, we've been talking about this now for about a week and a half. You could go to our website at renewalministries.net. You could listen to the programs right there on your computer or download them and put them on your iPod, listen to them when it's convenient for you. Also want to mention tonight on EWTN, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Crossing the Goal is on, and we will then have, it'll show as well as 6:30 on Sunday evening, Eastern Standard Time, and 6:30 a.m. on Monday morning. We're going to look today at rules number 11 and 12, among the 14 rules of the discernment of spirits and the teaching of St. Ignatius. But before we begin, I just wanted to say one of the things that's assumed in the conversation here this last week and a half is that we understand some of the fundamentals about the spiritual journey, that to grow in the Lord requires what Ignatius describes in rule number 5, spiritual proposals. That is, that we've made decisions through the help of spiritual directors, wise people in our life, the teaching of the Church, to develop patterns in our life and habits and spiritual practices that will help us grow in the Lord and cooperate with the Lord's plan and purpose in our life. Basic things like daily prayer. If you've been listening this week and some of what you've heard is speaking to you, you understand it, and you think that some of the very things he's describing, Ignatius is describing in terms of spiritual desolation or consolation, is happening in your life, and you want to grow more deeply, but you're not having a consistent prayer time, or you don't read scripture very much, here's some of the fundamentals that just need to be in the life of every person who's said yes to Jesus and who's following him and living in his church. The first is daily prayer. Find some time early in the morning, at night before you go to bed, whatever it is, some substantial quiet time to just be with the Lord, to shut everything out, to shut out the phone, the computer, to just find some quiet space. Maybe some friends of mine daily go to a Eucharistic Adoration Chapel that's near their home because it's a perfect place to do it. The Lord's present there, body, soul, divinity, and Eucharist, and it's a special place to pray, but it's quiet and just practice being in the Lord's presence quietly, listening to yourself, disposing yourself to the Lord, welcoming the Lord. In the context of that prayer, have a little time to just give thanks to God. Some time of reading the scripture, meditating on scripture. There's all kinds of aids of the Magnificat. It's a wonderful little book that can help aid you in your daily prayer. It has the daily readings and some wonderful meditations on the daily readings. Another thing is to examine yourself, examine your conscience and anything you need to confess to the Lord, to bring to the Lord, that you do it there. Maybe some time of prayer and intercession for people, your family, your friends, the things that people have asked you to pray for, things that are on your heart. Just develop that time of just quiet listening where you're not doing anything. You're just being present to the Lord and allowing the Lord to move in. I encourage you to have a little tablet, a little book for journaling alongside you there. So have some daily prayer. Go to Mass as often as you can. Daily Mass is a wonderful thing if you can do it. Regular reception of the sacrament of reconciliation, praying the rosary, praying the divine mercy, these kinds of things. Doing spiritual reading, the lives of the saints, is a fantastic way to help inspire and learn from the saints how to follow after the Lord. To be in relationship with other people, to be in small group, to have your life open and shared with other people that you can talk to people honestly, people you can trust who can help you. Just be alongside you. You know, scripture says the threefold cord is not easily broken. We need to open our lives to one another, be honest about our strengths and weaknesses, and help encourage each other to be able to move ahead in the Lord. And when we're with others, we can stand more effectively. And the Lord wants us to be together. If you have a spiritual director in your life, somebody who can give you that guidance and that counsel that you need to help discern God's will and God's plan in your life and be engaged in the evangelistic mission of the church. Ask yourself the question, ask the Lord to help you. Lord, where ought I to be? Where do you want me to be in the new evangelization? The church exists to evangelize. You've called your disciples to go make disciples. It's the fundamental Great Commission. How do you want me to engage it, Lord? And to be able to, you know, through spiritual, corporal works of mercy, all kinds of things, communicating the gospel, all of these things ought to be part of the normal Christian life. And even when we're doing and living these things, we're going to come into times of spiritual desolation. We've been talking about. It's not like it's going to be gone, but as I mentioned, I won't repeat what I said in previous days, but the Lord permits it to happen for different reasons. Rule number 9 reminds us of that from Ignatius's teaching. Well, today, what I want to do is quickly talk about rule number 11 and rule number 12. First, rule number 11. During times of spiritual consolation, which will also come to your life, where the Lord, by the grace of the Spirit working in your life, He's going to inflame your heart with love for God. You're just going to see all things in your life in God. You're going to have a deep sense of connectedness and a sense of purpose and be filled with hope and the joy of salvation and tremendous grace. It's just a gift from God. So Ignatius said, during those times, make sure that you receive the consolations with humility. With humility. It doesn't come from you. It doesn't originate from you. And one thing to do, one way to help you think with the right kind of humility is just to remember what we're like during times of desolation. This is pretty effective. I know it's effective for me at times because there have been times in my life where I've gone through spiritual desolation and I just feel unbelievably weak. And when you're in the midst of it, it can be extremely humbling. You think about St. Peter. Peter's the one who identified Jesus. Jesus said, "Who do you say that I am?" Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And then Jesus says to Peter, "You know, you're blessed, Peter, for your flesh, your blood did not give you this understanding. This came from my Father in heaven. It's not possible for you to know who I am without the Father's help. So Peter, you've been blessed." And Jesus goes on to talk about the Father's plan. And the Father's plan for him meant he was going to go to Calvary. He was going to go to Jerusalem. He's going to be rejected by the religious leaders of his own people. And that he was going to be whipped and beaten and crucified. He's going to be killed. And what does Peter do? Peter jumps in. "No, Lord, no, that can't, no, that's not right." And what does Jesus do? Looks right at Peter. Peter's feeling great. He was honored by the Lord in front of all the brethren. He's the one who received the grace to make the confession. And then he's the very guy who ends up telling Jesus, "No, you can't go to Jerusalem." The very reason for which Jesus came to the world, to deal with the sin problem and the death problem so that we can be saved. So Peter was humiliated. He was humbled. And Peter probably remembered that many times in his life. Or when they're at the Last Supper and Jesus tells Peter, "You're going to fall away." "No, not me. I'm not going to fall away." "Yes, you are. Actually, Peter, you tonight are going to deny me 3 times. "It's not going to happen, Lord. I'm not going to do it." And what happened? Peter fell. So there's moments, there's high moments of consolation and grace. And during those times, it's helpful to receive it with humility, knowing how weak we actually are and that the consolation, its source is in God and God's gift to us. In a time of desolation, on the other hand, think how much we can do to resist the enemy by God's grace. God's grace is enough for us. As Paul said in Philippians chapter 4, he said, "Not that I complain of want, for I have learned in whatever state I'm in to be content. I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. In any and all circumstances, I've learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and want. I can do all things in him who strengthens me." That's a wonderful line from Paul. Just one verse. "I can do all things in him who strengthens me," to commit to memory. Because when you're in a time of desolation, that will be a very helpful little truth to lay hold of. I can get through this by his grace. He's with me always. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So we don't have to yield. So rule number 11, a time of consolation, remember, be humble and remember how weak we are in time of desolation. While we're in desolation, remember how much strength we have in the Lord to be able to resist the enemy and lead to victory. The Lord will bring victory over desolation. He wants us to be confident in him. Now, rule number 12, this is a very interesting one too. It's simple. And I think it's related to St. Peter's, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Rule number 12, the enemy weakens and flees when he's resisted promptly by doing the opposite of the temptation. But if you lose heart in the face of the temptation, the enemy gains strength and grows fierce. He told a story, Ignatius, which isn't quite so politically correct these days, but he said the devil is a little bit like a shrewish woman who can be in your face and be really aggressive, but bam, as soon as you come back at her, she quickly recedes. She quickly backs away. Is weak, actually, in the face of strength and can be strong and vicious even in the face of weakness. That's what the devil's like. The devil is weak in the face of strength. He's strong, he's vicious, he's aggressive in the face of weakness, which is why Ignatius says in rule number 6, resist the desolation by changing yourself intensely. Take action. You're aware, you're alert, you sense something coming, you get hit by these waves of slothfulness or, you know, tempted, as he describes, to low and earthly things. I'm tempted to, let's say I've had a gambling problem in the past and I had some clarity, distance from the whole thing, but I'm in a time of desolation and I just feel overwhelming temptation to go back and to jump into the casino and start spending money. I got a wad of money. I'm going to the cash machine. I'm pulling out money. I'm falling into this temptation and it's strong in me and I'm lying to myself. I'm just going to do it this once and all of that stuff. What do I do? What he's saying here is if you just play around with it, if you yield to it and just keep taking those steps, the devil's going to get stronger and stronger and stronger. What you need to do is to turn away, make a break, and do something just the contrary, just the opposite of it. Give the money away. Give alms. Begin to pray, right? Be generous. And don't do something greedy and selfish and self-centered. Do something that's just the opposite. Take action, essentially, is what he's saying. But take action that goes in the opposite direction of the temptation that you're experiencing. Maybe you're experiencing sexual temptation to, I don't know, watch pornography or something like that. So you're tempted and you're right there and you're about to do it. What do you do? What do you do? Well, you take action. I mean, it's very difficult when you're in sin, when you're in that, when you've said yes to a certain dimension of the temptation, you're playing with it because you're discouraged, because you're in that time, you're attracted to these things, and you've made steps, and you're just about to push that button, you've got to get away, step away, walk away from it, begin to pray. The opposite of the lust is purity, and grab the rosary. Cry out to Our Lady. Ask for her intercession. She understands what purity is. She can help. She can help you. So do the opposite. So in the face of weak, when you're weak, the enemy will be strong, so make sure you don't come out weak. As soon as you smell him, bam, smack him in the mouth. But if you lose heart in the face of that temptation, he's going to gain strength and he's going to grow fierce. So take action and trust in the Lord. Be wise. Think about the kind of ways you're tempted and then what might be the opposite to that temptation, the opposite action that you're going to take when the time comes, when that temptation arises, when you're in the midst of the beginnings of spiritual desolation. Well, again, tonight, Crossing the Goal on EWTN at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hope you can join us tomorrow. We'll take up the last few rules of spiritual discernment, the teaching of St. Ignatius. God bless you.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words.
St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.